Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for physical therapists nationwide. An exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619.
This is the PT Pinecast. And we're on the road, live from Miami. We packed the cooler full of beer and took the show on the road. We talk PT, drink beers, and record it. This is the PT Pinecast, recorded live from the National Student Conclave in Miami, Florida. Proudly supported by the American Physical Therapy Association. With your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
All right, we're going to pass it off to Scott. Scott is up next on the hot seat. All right, Scott, so here's the deal. We just introduced you and Kayla and Matt. We're going to talk for a little bit, and then I'm going to play the audio from your Ignite talk on this episode. So people are going to get to hear it if they weren't at the conference. So let's set it up. What'd you talk about, and why? Why'd you pick the topic?
Something that I feel very passionate about. We talked about this survive mindset, something that I typically have come across as a PT student, how it runs contrary to the thrive mindset. Something that I came up with in my experience as a student from what I learned from leaders in our field. It's a six-step thought exercise that basically encourages people to go beyond the books and rid themselves of a survive mentality in school.
You have to start to feel like that, though. I mean, I remember my first two semesters in PT school, it just felt like I was getting my ass kicked in the ocean just trying to keep your head above water. But then after a while, if you kind of start to find yourself, you should strive for something a little better and not just want to survive.
100%. 100%. I totally agree with that, man. I typically encounter the same thing when I was a student. The first couple semesters, you're trying to get your feet set. You're very focused on your grades, right? I remember the first semester I got a 4.0, and then after I asked myself, what's next? You know, what else is out there? What else can I get my feet wet in? And you start looking beyond the classroom and really opening your eyes to other things and expanding your perspective.
So instead of just strive, not just survive, what are some of the other take-home points that you really hit that you really wanted to leave the students with in your talk?
The actual six components of the thrive mindset actually spell out the word thrive.
Okay, hit us.
The first component, T, is think about who you want to be on graduation.
Okay.
Going through a thought exercise and actually asking yourself, who do you want to be on graduation day? Who do you want to say that you impacted? The H in thrive is have faith in your education. Don't be so caught up in the weeds of, you know, classroom drama and the way test questions are worded.
Easy to do that.
Absolutely, absolutely. I actually know that when you come out of school, you will be an amazing PT or PTA. The R in Thrive is reach beyond the books. That's really my favorite. As a student, I love listening to podcasts like the PT Pinecast.
Yeah, thank you.
Eating up information outside of class and really gaining an understanding for how amazing and broad our profession is than just what you can learn in a textbook.
Big
right?
Time, yeah.
I've never had a patient ask me what my GPA was.
I don't care.
So I really wanted to get my feet wet outside of the classroom. That's R. I is immerse yourself amongst other thrivers. For me, when I was elected to the Student Assembly Board of Directors, I found my PT family. I found that group of people that always encouraged me to grow, take risks, and challenge myself. And without them, I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't be the same person. And I challenged everybody listening to my Ignite talk that the I in Thrive, immerse yourself amongst other thrivers. Find those friends that inspire you. Find those mentors that challenge you to do big things and think bigger. And then the V in the spirit of election season, veto anything that doesn't align directly with your vision.
Right.
So basically, don't be afraid to say no.
Yeah.
And then the E, the last part in the Thrive mindset, is embracing naivety. Finding confidence in the unknown and being very comfortable and leveraging what your inexperience and bringing fresh perspectives and innovation to the table to people who have been practicing for a while and maybe a little bit biased in the way that they're thinking.
Wow, I like that. That's a pretty good mindset right there.
Yeah, it's nice and simple. Take notes. Share it with your friends.
It's cool. All right, so we're going to take a listen to your Ignite talk after this, but I wanted you to have a chance to leave a parting shot. All the episodes we do are pints, but of course we take a shot before we're done. What's one little parting shot of wisdom you'd want to leave students with?
I would say, going off of what we've been talking about, it's very easy to say, I don't have time for this, or I'm too stressed and busy for that. And if you really dig down deep, you go through the components of that thrive mindset, you'll find that those problems are part of a journey to a bigger and better you. And that it's very easy to relate with that mindset, but if you can rise above it, you can accomplish amazing things and make the absolute best of your career and have a tremendous impact on other people.
Wow, I like that very much. Scott McAfee, appreciate you coming out and being on the show. Thanks very much for taking the time to give Ignite Talk, too. It means a lot to the profession and the students here at National Student Conclave.
Thanks a lot, Jimmy. I'm glad to be here, and I appreciate what you're doing, spreading the knowledge of what PT is all about.
We packed the cooler full of beer and took the show on the road. The PT Pintcast, poured by Arias Medical Group. This is the PT Pintcast. Recorded live from the National Student Conclave in Miami, Florida. Proudly supported by the American Physical Therapy Association. With your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
Our first speaker is my fellow bro, nominating committee chair. You might know him on Twitter as McAfee PT. There's Scott McAfee to kick us off.
Let's start. Phrase we hear all too often in students. It's what your classmate tells you in the middle of midterms. It's the easy go-to response when your parents ask you, how are things going in school? It's also the general theme we relate with in all the DBT or PTA student memes that pop up all over Facebook and Twitter, right? Struggling, stressing, wiped out. We hear and see this all the time. It's the concept of, I'm just trying to survive. And although this is often a knee-jerk response to lighten the mood amongst challenging situations and allow yourself to vent a little bit at the same time, this way of thinking, the survival mindset, can be toxic to our early careers if we let it guide our student experience. I'm guessing that since you're all here in Miami tonight, you're not looking to merely survive, right? You're looking for a different type of student experience. So tonight, I'm going to tell you exactly how to recognize the signs of the survival mindset, how to overcome it using a different kind of mindset, and how you can transform personally and professionally in the process. This process, called the Thrive Mindset, is a six-step success hack that I've found can be your greatest asset when it comes to making the most of being a student and making a positive impact in the lives of other people as a PT or PTA. So, what are the signs of a survival mindset? Well, it's when you hear things like, I don't have time to do anything else but study. I'm too busy or too stressed to do this, or I just don't see the value in doing that, which can really hold you back from growing beyond the classroom and taking risks. A lot of people accept that this is just the way things are in school, right? And honestly, it's easy to think this way when this is all you see on social media. But tonight, let's flip the script on that. We're the best kept secret in healthcare. We're in Miami, so let's do this. I've taken everything I've learned from leaders in our field and condensed it down to six steps. So write it down, take pictures, tweet it, talk about it, share it. But whatever you do, don't blink, because it's going to go fast. All right, so the first component, think about who you want to be on graduation day. What kind of person do you want to say that you become? Who do you want to say that you impacted? Only once you've identified these things can you work backwards to narrow the gap. The second component, I told you to move fast. Have faith in your education. Don't get caught up in petty classroom drama or debates over the way a test question was phrased. Remain calm, cool, and confident that you will be an amazing PT or PTA if you put in the work. Reach beyond the books. You can't transform society if your face is buried in a textbook. It seems like every one of our classroom case studies begins like this, right? Why did that patient choose your clinic? What's going to bring them back? Well, it's not magic. It's business, marketing, communicating value. These seem to be curse words when viewed with the survive mindset, right? But tremendous opportunities with the thrive mindset. So listen to podcasts, chat with leaders, and take advantage of NSC. While here at NSC, immerse yourself amongst other thrivers. Meet people who encourage you to grow and surround yourself with them. For me, this is everyone who I met through the APTA, and I wouldn't be the same person without this PT stand on. Next, veto anything that doesn't align with your vision. So unless an opportunity is huge, it may not be worth doing. And deleting emails is sometimes okay, as long as they're the ones that don't perfectly align with your goals. In all seriousness, saying no to things was a pivotal point for me. Once I discovered what I was passionate about by saying yes all the time, I took more deliberate, calculated, and streamlined steps towards my goals by saying no. And finally, embrace naivety. Sometimes being new and unfamiliar in a certain area can help you bring a fresh, innovative perspective to the table. Professionals who've been practicing for a while appreciate our ideas, and the difference that you can make as a student is profound. So, that's it. Thrive Mindset. I hope it becomes your secret weapon to a more driven, inspired, and action-oriented student experience. Anyone looking to improve can go through these steps and be better because of it. Think about who you want to be on graduation, have faith in your education, reach beyond books, immerse yourself amongst other braggers, veto anything that doesn't align with your vision, remember that's huge, and embrace 19. Over the next 3 days here in Miami, I challenge you all to hone this mindset because healthcare needs you, our profession needs you, and your patients need you. Thank you, enjoy the rest of the conference, and don't just survive, thrive.
Follow us on Twitter at PT Pintcast and online at ptpintcast.com. It's like TMZ, except with way more important information. And no Miley Cyrus. Okay, it's not like TMZ at all. The PT Pintcast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.